You definitely can't fake your relationship or marriage when one is hospitalized. The stress often reveals the true colors of the person who is visiting and not in the hospital. Some organize the patient's room, constantly rearranging and folding blankets. Some complain about the care their loved one has received. Others don't show up at all. And the worst is when couples still bicker when one is sick. One way I connect with my patients and sometimes distract them is to ask them about their marriage. How long have you been married? My favorite response from one 86-year-old woman was, 6 months. Mainly, though, people respond, 62 years, 46 years, 54 years. I then follow up with the question, what is your secret? The answers are funny, and one of my favorites has been, I just do what my wife tells me to do for the past 49 years. Sadly, people have whispered in my ear, send him to a nursing home. I can't take it anymore. Or, I wish the bastard would die. Conversely, I watched a wheelchair-bound man with dementia enter his wife's ICU room to visit her for the first time since she became sick, and I witnessed both of them melting with joy to be reunited. They held hands desperately. He kept saying, honey, I miss you and can't wait for you to come home. They actually kicked me out of the room to court. True love. Another time, a wife sat next to her husband's hospital bed. His colon cancer had spread to his spine. He was very weak. I know he needs rehab, his wife stated matter of fact, but I want him home as soon as possible. The patient replied, nodding to his wife, she is my North Star. Always has been, always will be. One physical therapy session with yet a different patient consisted of taking him to visit his wife, also hospitalized, and his oxygen levels dropped because once he saw her, he was so relieved she was all right. The energy exuded between those that truly treat one another as if the relationship is the greatest blessing they have after 6 months or 60 years is a beautiful sight. And once again, my patients teach me much more than I teach them. They have shown me what I want and what I already have. Marriage is not the only venue in which this kind of love is exchanged. I have friends and family who adore me and would be so happy to reunite with me if I were a patient. I can feel it. So I tell my kids, do not be afraid to love. Take the risk. Connect. Make it sweet. Tell your people you love them. It all still may not work out. They may break up with you, leave you, or die. Still, allow yourself to be the North Star for another. And always and forever, be your own North Star. Happy Valentine's Day.